Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, like I said in my previous HMT video, the stepdad revolt is in full swing. Here we have another one. Now, this article was sent to me by Tom Steffens, and it was published on the 13th of June. $1 million bond set for a man accused of offlining his wife in front of her daughter. Yeah, gentlemen, this is going to be a more common occurrence because, as we all know, to be a stepdad, especially in this day and age, is one of the worst and thankless things that a man could possibly do. A man has been charged after his common law wife was shot and offlined in front of her daughter over the weekend, according to police. Common law. I've been hearing some news in certain countries around the world that if you maintain a relationship with a woman for 2 years and you cohabitate with her, you are considered legally married under that country's laws. Gentlemen, get your nose into the law books. You guys have to understand the law wherever you are. That is a primary reason why so many men get screwed over. Remember, ignorance of the law is no excuse for not knowing the law. Investigators say the deadly shooting happened on Sunday inside the victim's apartment at 2020 Bentworth Drive at about 7:55 p.m. Now, why would they say it was her apartment? Once again, gentlemen, do not live with a woman in her place. Have your own dwelling. I don't give a shit if it's a studio apartment. Have your own place where your name is on the lease. That way, you are the king of the castle. Doesn't matter. Studio apartment, regular apartment, your own house, condo, whatever. Make sure you have your own dwelling. Stop living underneath women. Which, in my humble opinion, if this guy was living underneath this woman, guess what? He was probably a pookie. Family members and court records identify the victim as 29-year-old Jasmine McHenry. She was pronounced deceased at the apartment by Houston Fire Department paramedics. So, Texas, we know that Texas is in fact a common law state. On Monday, 32-year-old Thomas Wilson Alexander was charged with her termination. Charging documents say Alexander shot his wife 3 times in front of her 9-year-old daughter. Quote unquote, "My mom told me to call my grandma, and she told my grandma that Thomas pulled out a gun, and my grandma came," the little girl said. She and her grandmother spoke only with ABC 13 Monday night, surrounded by a room full of family members. Quote unquote, she said, he was going to shoot her. That's when I got into the vehicle and went over there, Cynthia Demerson, McHenry's grandmother, recalled. By the time Demerson arrived, McHenry was deleted, and the little girl witnessed it. Quote unquote, I told the police my stepdad shot my mom, the little girl said. The bond for Alexander was set at $1 million, much higher than the $100,000 amount the state requested. The hearing officer said Alexander posed a danger to the community. Family members said the couple had been together for at least 3 years. They share a 3-year-old son together. There you go. There you go. 3 years, and I believe that might be a circumstance for them to be considered common law marriage. But like I said, I don't know the law per se, but I know Texas is, in fact, a common law state. They said McHenry was a devoted mother and kind-hearted, blah, 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 blah. Here we go into the whole, she was such a good person. Oh, she was such a good woman. She was a faithful Christian and all that crap. If she was such a good woman, she would not have ended up with 3 holes in her. Quote, unquote, I have no idea why he did it. And I want to know why he did it, Demerson said. Demerson said she will now raise her 2 grandchildren, thus continuing the dysfunctional cycle of parentless children in a society that loves to do nothing more than destroy children so they cannot become functional adults. Well, well, well. Why do you think this guy decided to put the mask on? Well, in my humble opinion, as we all know, a lot of these single mothers tend to still be dealing with their child's biological father, aka a lot of these women are still banging their child's father. Who knows? Maybe he found out that their 3-year-old son actually wasn't his. Well, we could know. Maybe he's going to talk. Maybe he's not going to talk. Oh, well, it is what it is. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in her apartment. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, of course, the problem-solving pistol, gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact. I have to give this one a 20 because unfortunately, the little girl had to see what happened and she saw her mother taken offline. So gotta give that one a 20. And for the brutality factor. Yeah, he pumped her full of lead, gave her 3 shots. I gotta give that a 15. So Thomas, trigger happy. Alexander gets a score of 50. Gentlemen of this day and age, do not take on women with children. I know they can be useful for recreational use only. However, in my humble opinion, if you're going to use a single mother for recreational use, do not sell her a dream like you're going to actually be a stepdad for those children. No, 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 no. Let her know exactly what it is up front. And if she decides she wants to deal with you after that, then hey, as long as you're telling her the truth, look, this is just recreational use. Keep your kids over there. You come over here. You know, I'll blow your back out and I'm going to send you back home. Hey, if that's how you want to play it that way. But no, 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 no. Stepdaddy season needs to officially end. And normally I would say that this was more so a black male problem, but over the last few HMTs I've done, this is a worldwide problem. Yeah, the guy from the Dutch guy who offlined his Vietnamese wife, he was in a stepdad position. The last guy that I did, guess what? He was a white guy in a stepdad position. Gentlemen, gentlemen, you have to up your standards and your self-respect and self-confidence. You have to do it. No matter how good she looks, no matter how well she presents herself, no matter what story she tells you to get you to feel sorry for her, understand, these single mothers out here, they're not looking for relationships. More so, they're looking for help. Gentlemen, let these women suffer from the bad decisions that they made, the decisions that they brought upon themselves. You can't save them. You shouldn't save them, okay? But unfortunately, far too many of us men, hell, myself included at the time, are so desperate for any sort of female validation that we are willing to take women that we know in our heart of hearts we should not take on. But like I said, more and more men are simply refusing to deal with single mothers. And this is why you see so many single mothers out here panicking, trying their best to shame men back into the way that men used to be. No, 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 ladies. Those days are over. More and more men who actually have self-worth, self-value, are saying, no, I am too good for a single mother. Remember, gentlemen, you don't have kids. You are too good for a single mother. Period, point blank. And do not try to let her or society gaslight you by saying, well, you know, those kids, they really need a father figure in their life. Do not let them gaslight you. No. Stand on your square. She's a single mother. She's unworthy of you or your resources. Period. Point blank. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think was his motivation for putting on the mask? Let me know. And for you single mothers out there who still think that somehow stepdaddy season is still active, oh, let me let you know this. You need to understand it clearly. The power you think you have in that stepdaddy situation is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are still going to accept you as a single mother for a serious relationship or a commitment or a marriage is going out right along with it. Trust and believe, ladies, you are going to suffer from your decision because, like I said before, the simp pool is going to dry up. It is drying up faster and faster. And the more videos that women put out talking about men need to step up and be stepdads, yeah, that's going to wake up at least one more man. He's going to say, yeah, no. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.